Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Live and Local. I'm joined in the studio by Adam's Plastic Pond. Thank you all so much for coming on out, hanging out, and playing some music with us tonight.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us.
Hey, got to have local musicians for a local music show. That's how it goes. Before we kind of get into some music tonight, do you mind just going around introducing yourselves to the audience and letting everybody know what you play, what you do?
Yeah, my name is Adam, and I play guitar and sing.
I'm Julian, and I play guitar.
I'm James, and I play guitar and sing harmonies.
I actually play keyboards.
Well, he can play guitar, I think, is what he meant.
He can play it all.
He can play it all.
My name's Alex, and I like to party. I play bass, and I sing.
Those are the same thing.
Yeah.
And we're a couple members short tonight?
Yeah, we usually have Scotty Derrico and Seth Green, who usually jump in.
They both play guitar.
They both all guitars. Some drums, some bass, some aux guitar. It's kind of a rotating cast.
So everybody just plays guitar.
It's a guitar quintet.
A sextet.
A guitar sextet. Rotating cast. The only downside to playing with good musicians is everyone's pretty busy. So we kind of rotate in people, and I'm lucky enough that all these people can kind of just jump around as needed and you know, fill a role. So I'm pretty lucky with that.
So how long have y'all been playing music together?
Oh, gosh. James and I started together in 2006. Yeah. We had a band together for a few years, and then we've just played in various incarnations of things ever since. And then, you know, through those incarnations, is along the way, I met Julian and Alex, probably in the, late...
2011, yeah. Maybe? 2012?
Julian was backing up someone that I used to back up, and that's kind of how we met-ish, right?
Yeah, through Carl Anderson. Yeah. And then, immediately... We started...
The guitar circles of Charlottesville.
Yeah, we started liking each other's guitar playing and getting each other on projects, and then getting James and Alex on projects, and Alex's husband, Nate, is a good friend of ours as well.
And I ran a wedding band for about a decade with different incarnations of people, but also included Alex and Nate and sometimes Julian, so it just kind of... We've just been playing together with, you know, I can't think of... I would hate to say how many different bands and stuff, but...
Yeah, it's a circle of trust.
Yeah, circle of trust here.
To quote another Charlottesville musician, Teeter, the Charlottesville music scene, very incestuous.
Yes, he's right about that.
I used to be in a band with Teeter.
Yeah, she actually was probably in a band with Teeter, so instantly proves this point.
We love him.
Love that guy.
Well, incest aside, musical incest, that is, not real incest. That's not this radio show.
Yeah, we can go on record right now. We are anti-incest in this band, and I just want to, you know, I want to make that clear.
For her to hear first. No canceling Adam's Plastic Pond over incestuous... we're just going to leave that one. Yeah, this bit has taken its course. You guys got some equipment set up here. Mm-hmm. Got you here for some music. Anything you want to share with the audience while we got everything set up?
Yeah, we'll play a song called World on Fire, which is off of our newest EP.
All right, check it out. It's Adam's Plastic Pond with World on Fire on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
The small talk, night takes the evening. Stick to the sidewalk, don't search for meaning. Shake like I'm freezing. She caught the fever. We'll go to bed when we feel the party's over. Woke up to find a world on fire. Desires.
dared not to follow. Locked down in a hallway. Why fear tomorrow? Fate can take you today. The clarity of morning makes you have to stop and wonder, how did we get to sleep beneath the stones we've been buried under? I woke up to find the world on fire. And I'm riding on with my own desires. What a shame it is to blame it on the news. Thought I sealed every scene, but it slipped right through.
Really digging the harmonies on that one. If you're just tuning in, that's Adam's Plastic Pond live here in the Rock Hit studio with World on Fire. And you said that one was from the EP. What about that you start on writing that one, and how did it kind of come to be?
Well, we had an EP come out last year and one this year, and both of them, three songs each, were just a batch of kind of pandemic era writing that once things cleared up enough that we could get out and get into a studio. We did the first one down in Nashville, and then the most recent one, which World on Fire is from, we down in Louisa County at White Star Sound. Yeah, just songs that we had just kind of workshopped and worked on for a couple of years. So it was great to actually get into a studio and get them down. I'm really happy with the way they turned out.
For the writing process, is it primarily one person on the writing side? You guys kind of get together to work things out? Or
I'm very glad that it is like evolving to be a little bit more of a collaborative process between all of us. When the band first started, it was kind of more of a recording project of songs, an amalgamation of songs that I had from other projects over the years that didn't really land. And so it kind of started off being all me. I love those recordings, but they don't have the magic of, you know, when you have collaboration. And so Julian helped out a bunch with the orchestration and working out guitar parts. And Alex was a huge help, and Gammon as well with harmonies and just making everything sound great.
Everyone's really open to ideas in the studio when we're actually working things out, which is much more organic and fulfilling than sitting behind your computer and sending emails of stems back and forth, which was what we were doing during COVID. As beautiful as that was, and I'm grateful for having the technology and ability to do that, but it's really nice to get in a room with everybody and make art for real.
Yeah, you can feel it a lot more in that process. Certainly.
Being in the same room is nice.
It is. I'm enjoying this right now.
It's a definite bonus.
Yeah, missed it for a while. But
yeah.
are we going to die if we get together with people? All right. Well, got any more that you'd want to potentially play for us from either of those EPs that you want to share with everybody?
Yeah, we'll do Mission Report, which is from the EP that came out last year that we did down in Nashville with a local guitar hero, Sam Wilson.
All right. Check it out. It's Adam's Plastic Pond with Mission Report on Rock Hits 92.3 live and local. Sure.
holding on, the chain came loose, the brakes are gone, and the moon is out. A bona fide catastrophe, they're taking sides, cutting teeth and crying aloud. I got tired of waiting around, tired of waiting around for nothing. So I'm not hanging around, I won't be hanging around for nothing. Traveled light years away from home by myself, but not alone. You should see the view. Stumbling towards a remedy, an open door to infinity, or a pill for the blue. I got tired of waiting around, tired of waiting around for nothing. So I'm not hanging around, I won't be hanging around for nothing. And that's the last time I'll be told that it's just the way it goes. It's not just you and me we're saving, we could all use some rearranging, and it shows. Set my mind to move at ease, get right down to the molecules of things, if I'm telling the truth. A universe inside my reach, killing time, and it's killing me, and it's killing you. I'm tired of waiting around, so tired of waiting around for nothing.
That's Adam's Plastic Pond with Mission Report here on Rock Hits 92.3 live and local. And you guys are crushing it with the harmony game. That's
my favorite. I'm always pestering them. Maybe sometimes to add three parts where they don't even want to, but I make them. Because I don't know, in my head, when I hear a big chorus, I want to hear their angelic vocals on it.
It's more magical.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can get somebody with a hook, but when you got multiple voices going at one time, they'll try to sing it all day and they just can't get it because they're one person. So that one you had, who did you say was on that track?
We had Sam Wilson, who is longtime Charlottesville guitar player who lives and works down there now at a place called Fatback Studios. It was kind of like our first trip really out of Charlottesville for me, and I think went down with Seth and Julian. It's kind of our first trip like post 2020 that we really were doing anything. So out of the gate, yeah, we didn't really have, there wasn't even really an agenda. It was just like we planned a trip and then it's like who has songs. So I had a few, and that's I think that's really how those songs came to be. But I'm really happy with the way they turned out. They're kind of a little bit more of the folky folk rock versions as opposed to the newer EP. So I'm glad we did it down in Nashville and put a little bit of that flair on it.
Nice. And with those two EPs, did you have anything in mind going into it prior to the release, or was it just something that kind of became organic when you went in to do recording that you kind of worked with the title, worked with the art? You know, how did that process come to be?
Well, lucky for me, Alex, who happened to be playing bass just now and singing, is also my art director. And so I luckily don't really have to worry about any of that kind of stuff. She handles all the big brain stuff when it comes to art direction and those things. The only comparison that I would make between the two EPs is just knowing that we only had, you know, a weekend each to do them. We knew they were going to be very much like live records, but I wanted to, you know, so I knew we had to play live, but still try to give them that, you know, industry studio polish that, you know, it still sounds pretty pro, I think. But I'm also very proud of the fact that we kind of like tracked it as it wasn't, you know, just a bunch of people individual and, you know, in booths like working it out. So I think that's, Julian, you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I mean, he asked like what we had kind of in mind before going down. As I noted, like we did, Adam and I had pretty fleshed out demos. So we went knowing generally what the parts were going to be, who was going to play what. But when we got down, both in Nashville and out in Louisa at White Star, things very organically came together. And like Adam said, getting in a room, getting other opinions and other heads together, things really changed, I think, in a really positive way. And it was helpful to have a plan, but have the freedom to also move in any direction we really wanted to. So,
yeah, art is always going to evolve as it goes forward. So depending on who you're working with and...
Yeah, there were definitely a couple of placeholders in the demos where, like, you know, this will get rounded out once we all get into a room together. We're not going to bang our heads together anymore about, like, certain elements that until you get everybody in the room, it's really hard to, to hear, like, the final version of a song.
Yeah, it's, like, it was kind of amazing to hear the songs played by everybody live in both occasions.
These are good.
We're just pounding our heads. You know, you hear it in your cans, like, in your basement studio or whatever, both Adam and I have like small, like we're both in like dehumidified basements, basically. And you just bang your head against the wall on these demos, you know, clicking through the tracks, working them out remotely and whatnot. And it's like magic to hear it all together. It really, really is a satisfying thing. Keeps me going.
Well, we'll have another taste of some more music from Adam's Plastic Pond here in a short bit. We're going to take a quick break. But don't go away, we got some more live music coming up for you, so keep it here.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
For years, we've been telling you that Telegraph Art and Comics is your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville. Now Telegraph has a new name. It's Hello Comics. You'll still find the same staff, management, and inventory at both locations. 211 West Main on the downtown mall and in Seminole Square Shopping Center on 29 North. Now with a new name. Telegraph Art and Comics is now Hello Comics. Still with the same posters, games, action figures, toys, and new comics every Wednesday. Hello Comics supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3 is coming from Rapture Restaurant on the downtown mall. In the evening, up front and on the patio, Rapture serves high concept farm to table southern cuisine with creations from Rapture's kitchen and full bar. Then late night and in the back, it's Rapture's nightclub. Here's what's going on at Rapture this week.
Wednesday, karaoke. Tuesday the 12th, Josh Mayo and House Sauce. Tuesday. And Tuesday the 19th, Travis Elliott.
That's Rapture Restaurant, 303 East Main on the downtown mall. More's at RaptureRestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out in the studio with Adam's Plastic Pond. Again, thank you all so much for hanging out and blessing us with some awesome music tonight.
Yeah, of course.
So before the break, we were talking about how that you had put out an EP earlier this year, one at the end of last year. Any other tunes from those you might want to break out while we've got you?
Yeah, let's do Finish Line, which is off last year's EP.
All right, let's give it a listen here. It's Adam's Plastic Pond with Finish Line on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
So now we're listening to the thing we just recorded.
For a while now, found a way to the sunshine, settled down in the city, rest, but that's the old me, coming up for air, nowhere to hide, but I won't pretend it's the finish line, you don't need that kind of life. Shown all my seasons, weathered through undefeated. I shade the light not to blind you, with a constant reminder. Coming up for air, nowhere to hide, but I won't pretend it's the finish line. You don't need that kind of life. That kind of life, I won't quit to the finish line.
Another good one. Really appreciate y'all breaking these out. I feel really lucky to be able to hear kind of a stripped down version of these. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the EP and do kind of a compare and contrast between these. Little different, though, I'm assuming, from the what you played tonight versus what somebody would expect on the EP. How would you say those are going to compare?
At least when I'm writing, I'm always thinking about a drum beat. And so to me, a lot of the songs just take on their own life once we get Scotty behind the drums, just for transitions and the way the beat kind of switches around. But I think we do a pretty fair interpretation. A couple of the songs kind of need that, you know, full band bells and whistles, but it's fun to be able to approach them this way. And it's actually excellent practice for any upcoming shows we might have. Pick them apart a little bit, make sure everyone, you know, if it sounds good like this, I know it'll sound good once we get everybody up on stage together.
But still not six guitars, though.
Yeah. That's the only thing we were missing was more guitars. And Julian makes fun of me when we're doing a lot of demoing and stuff, because I'm always like, well, let's put another guitar track in here. And he's like, okay, that's enough. That's enough guitars.
Yeah, I like...
So I'm team more guitar, Julian's team less guitar, even though he's a self-hating guitar player.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
but you're so good at it.
That's how you know he's one of the good ones.
I know, you know. I guess that's true. If he walked in talking about how good he was all the time, it might get a little old, but...
There was a great Blake Mills interview a while ago, and I think Blake Mills is like one of the best producers of modern guitar players these days.
Hey, yeah, for sure.
But he said something about how like the guitar historically is kind of an embarrassing instrument.
The most embarrassing instrument.
He was like, guys, like people who think about guitar, they think about like guys in like wigs and tights playing guitar generally, and that's still like the stereotype. Look, I like some Poison and stuff that too. Don't get me wrong.
I like wigs and tights.
Yeah, but.
But I think that's unrelated to my guitar.
You got to keep it real. You got to keep it real.
There's a time and place for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we like the big solos just as much as anybody else. But sometimes you got to dial it back.
Like an acoustic coffee shop gig. You got the wig, top hat.
Yeah. Yeah. Pyrotechnics, a little bit.
Frosted tips.
Yeah. Now that I might get, Gammon told me earlier I'm getting, he's noticed my gray, so I don't think I have to frost tips anymore. I'll just
no, you look fantastic.
Salt and pepper.
You could have gotten away with that. You're on radio.
They would never would have known.
Jokes aside, any other music you might want to break out for us?
Yeah, let's dig back to the last full-length LP, and we'll do a couple off those. We'll do Fallen Star.
Okay. It's Adam's Plastic Pond with Fallen Star on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
I'm ready for that one.
Stop and throw a fit. If nobody laughs and you find a place to call your own, not letting go of the better days where we found it's just not enough to yell we're all okay. But I gotta move while we are still young, so pull me through, I'll cling to you, my fallen star. You are the only one who could break.
It's Adam's Plastic Pond live in the Rock Hits studio. That one's Fallen Star. And you said that one was from...
The last like full-length album we did, which was in 2016.
16?
Yeah. Yeah. There's been some breaks to have some children, and so it's nice to be kind of eking our way back into this thing and kind of getting some of the back catalog back and going again.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that's going to take a little bit of time and effort away from the band a little.
Slowly finding our footing. It's been a lot of fun, but I have actually missed playing a lot over the last few years, so I'm hoping we can do a little bit more of that moving forward.
Well, it's a good opportunity for it if you want to play another one while we've got you.
Yeah, let's also set off that same record. We'll do Better.
All right. It's Adam's Plastic Pond with Better here in the Rock Hit studio on Live and Local.
You say that we should talk it all over, leave what's behind us or put on a shelf. It's getting colder, I'm feeling better, and this glass of whiskey, well, it won't drink itself. Time's been spent between all the losers, the broke down abusers, and pleasing them all. So I've been caught in things I'm not proud of, but my time with you was not one at all. You could mean nothing to all that you see. That never mattered when it came down to me. You can come stay the night. It makes you feel better, but it don't make it right. Take a word said in protest, but you took the greatest and you threw it away. I swore I'd never be made a fool of, but you're on my doorstep and I fall like the rain. You could mean nothing to all that you see. Stay the night. It makes you feel better, but it don't make it right. Nothing is lonely like a love that's left behind. Out of my mind. Makes you feel better, but it don't make it right.
Nice work.
That's Adam's Plastic Pond with Better here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local, and yet another good one. I'm a little lost for words on some of your songs. I'm just kind of, those harmonies are always getting to me.
Then it's having its intended impact.
Yeah.
That's great.
Sitting in here with the cans on, I'm just like, man, I wish I could sing that good. Hey, of the three parts.
What a good litmus test for these tunes. I like it.
With that particular album, we have a couple of those in rotation here at the station, just so that listeners can show a little support for you. You want to name off some of the releases that you've had starting back at the beginning?
Yeah, so I guess we'll start from the newest one is called...
Some Changes.
It's the Some Changes EP. And the previous EP is called Confident Melancholy. And then we have two full lengths. The closest in time to us is called Hold It Together. And our first one is called A Brief History. And those are all available, you know, on Spotify or Apple Music or anywhere where you stream music or buy it.
Well, we'll get some more of those into rotation for you.
Get you
out on the airwaves. And if you're listening, show them a little love. We'll plug some more things later in the show. Before we get to plugs later in the show, you got one more live one you might want to play for us while we got the gear set up?
Yeah, we'll do a tune which actually originated in James and my first band that we played together called All a Lie. It's off our first record.
All right. It's Adam's Plastic Pond with All a Lie on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local.
All right.
The slippery girl trying to feel me up, trying to get the best of my feminine touch, all right. Early in the day when she shocks me alive, tries to hurt me so bad I wanna die, all right. All right. Haven't you heard this is all a lie? Haven't you heard this is all a lie? Everyone you love, baby, waves goodbye. So get your kicks while you can. So get your kicks while you can. All right. When she goes walking under the stars, wonder how her clarity traveled so far. Said here's a final plea to the people at hand. Throw your lives away and make a stand. All right. All right. Haven't you heard this is all a lie? Haven't you heard this is all a lie? Everyone you love, baby, waves goodbye. So get your kicks while you can.
Nice, buddy.
That's Adam's Plastic Pond here in the Rock Kids studio with All a Lie. With recording that one, writing that one, you said that was kind of like a version, kind of reworked, or?
Yes, that was written by one of my early collaborators and good friend, James East. And it had a very different feel to it. So I asked him if I could do it, my own kind of take and spin on it for that record. And he said, yes. I was lucky enough to have him come sing harmonies on that record. So there's a good piece of him in there. But yeah, that song was just always kind of an earworm for me. So it was really fun to turn it on its head a little bit and put a different rhythm to it.
Well, before we get into some catalog tracks, y'all wouldn't mind just reintroducing yourself for people that are just tuning in and maybe letting us know what some of your greatest influences are, to throw up, a little softball.
Oh, gosh.
Because that one's always just...
Yeah, that's... No. I'm Adam. I sing and play guitar. I was very influenced early on with kind of acoustic music and singer-songwriters. Had a Jackson Brown loving mother and got into bluegrass and Tony Rice and that kind of stuff, and then fell in love with the electric guitar, came through Southern rock, and then into more modern stuff. So it's just a little bit of amalgamation of kind of all those early influences that I heard, on the record player growing up.
This is Julian. I play guitar. I would say early on, a lot of more classic rock music like Neil Young and the Beatles. As I've gotten older, I'd say two fellows from Minnesota, Prince and Bob Dylan, have been my biggest influences.
This is James. I play keys. I grew up listening to 60s pop rock, pretty much. That was what was in the radio. I didn't know any of the artist names at the time, but that was the music I knew. But now, I still listen to, Beatles, anything like that.
That's why I like the Jellyfish, because it's a throwback to that style of just great pop songwriting.
Yeah, like if the Beatles and the Beach Boys and Queen, and even though Queen is a little later than that, but still, like that's... So yeah, I think those are my influences.
I'm Alex. I don't ever really know how to answer this question. I think I'm mostly influenced by the people I play with, and that's sort of always been the case for me. Although I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock, but also like a lot of pop and alternative stuff in the 90s. And I loved the Strokes a lot for a long time. I think a lot of people know that about me. But mostly just people I play with, like you guys.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer.
I would say that's the most accurate answer for me, probably, too.
I'll take full responsibility for how awesome Alex is.
Anybody want to take a stab at what Scotty's influences are?
That one's pretty easy.
Yeah, I would say with Scotty, he almost sometimes approaches music the way he's a big sports fan as well. He likes the athletes. And so if you ask him his favorite bands, where he'd probably just start listing off drummers like Steve Gadd.
Bernard Purdy,
and just like, masters of the groove. And then whoever they were playing with at the time is cool with him.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Steely Dan. AC/DC.
Precision drum.
Yeah. And Seth. If I had to shoot for him, I would say Outkast is one of his biggest influences.
Probably. Yeah, he's D'Angelo. A weird mix between Outkast and D'Angelo and Emmylou Harris.
Lucinda Williams.
Lucinda Williams. And
I hope that you're completely making this up, because if so, that would be really funny.
he's one of the weirdest.
He has very eclectic music taste.
Yeah, he's turned me on to a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, for real.
And I meant weird in a good way.
Well, I assumed as much.
Oh, please.
All right. We'll get back with some catalog tracks here in just a short little bit. Going to take a quick break, grab some water, but more music on the other side, so keep it here.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Support for Rock Hits 92.3's programming today is coming from Plan 9 Music, your headquarters for vinyl records, as well as CDs, DVDs, and cassettes. At Plan 9, you can find out how much your unwanted music and movies are worth in cash or store trade every day. They also make offers on audio gear, especially turntables, and even vintage merch. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and in Richmond's Carytown. Individual store hours and more are at plan9music.com.
Program support today is coming from Minerals and Mystics, where you can become a rock star. At Minerals and Mystics, you'll find genuine, unique gemstones set in sterling silver. Their hand-selected minerals are from all around the world, including Larimar, amber, and more. You can find your zen with all-natural herbal incense and handmade candles and soaps. Minerals and Mystics is open 7 days a week in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and online at mineralsandmystics.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local, or if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. You're a little late, but hey, there's still some music left, so that's cool. Got Adam's Plastic Pond here in the studio again. Thank you all so much for lugging your equipment down here, playing us some awesome music this evening.
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure.
So getting to the part of the show where we're going to play some catalog tracks. Were there any specific songs that you had in mind?
Yeah, we specifically left off Some Changes from the newest EP that I really like the recorded version of.
It's Adam's Plastic Pond with Some Changes on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Thank you.
It's Adam's Plastic Pond with Some Changes, title track from the EP. Is that the more recent EP or the one that was before?
That's the most recent one that we did in Louisa County, Virginia at White Star Sound.
That was back in April.
It came out in March, I think, but we recorded it in late September of 2022.
Yeah. It took a while to get it across the finish line.
Always got to love some local organic content. Farm raised, farm fresh. And getting to the part of the show where you can shine the local spotlight on some bands that you really want to get out there, get them on the radio. Anybody you want to show a little love for while we've got you here?
Yeah, I mean, too many to name, but I can start with Kai Crow-Getty, who is the lead singer of local band Lord Nelson. But he is in the process of putting out a solo album. Not sure when it's going to be done, but I produced a weekend for him in 2020, and he's done some stuff at the same place that we did, our Nashville EP. A few of these band members also play in his solo band when he has some of those gigs. So great songwriter, and I'd love to play one of his unreleased songs called American Radio.
So this is exclusive.
Exclusive. He gave me permission today, I promise.
All right, hopefully we don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it's Kai Crow-Getty with American Radio on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local, and exclusive.
$27 in my pocket, fresh paint on the back of my hand. You got cut early, I'll pick you up as soon as I can. Cool water paperback novels you left scattered across the dash. Nothing tonight but you and I. Gasoline and gravel.
Everything we thought we knew, it's never come.
That's a Rock Hits 92.3 live and local exclusive, courtesy of Adam of Adam's Plastic Pond. It's Kai Krogetti with American Radio here on Rock Hits 92.3. Really glad you could share that one with us. Nice little peek into some of the music I didn't even know that was out there.
Yeah, it's such a great song. I really like that tune, and hopefully maybe this might be the push to release that album.
He's a great guy, too. Yeah, a good friend of ours.
Great friend to boot.
Kai, if you're listening, do it. Do it. All right. Well, before we wrap things up here, you got another local tune you might want to share?
Yeah, I'd love to play a song called Hard on My Mind. It's off the newest release by longtime local songwriter Rob Cheatham. Just another local wordsmith that we're lucky to have around here.
Shout out to Rob. Second time he's getting some airplay for the local spotlight on Live and Local.
He's the guy.
He cranks them out, too. Yeah. He's released so much music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Yeah, he has.
Let's share it. It's Rob Cheatham with Hard on My Mind on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Overcome with restlessness, you move yourself towards the bed and hope that you can sleep away the thoughts in your head. You get up to start again, the alcohol does you in. You don't see much in this day worth doing. The brilliant eyes of an angry child crack you open like an egg, and now you're left with no choice but to smile. And I haven't lost who I used to be. I'm not relying on memory. The whole damn world's a flood and I'm still swimming. And it's hard.
Rob Cheatham on Rock Hits 92.3 with Hard on My Mind. And really appreciate y'all coming out again. We can't do this show without local musicians. And I know it's like playing a show. You got to bring all of your equipment here. You got to load it in. You got to fit it on your calendar. I really appreciate you coming into the station tonight.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. We're happy to do it. This is a lot of fun.
Where can people find your music, show you a little love, you know, spend money on your music?
Yeah, if they they want to kind of stay up to date on what we're doing, we'll post our shows on Facebook or Instagram, Adams Plastic Pond. And then if you head over to just adamsplasticpond.com, that'll redirect you to, you know, we have some music videos up, some links to the records and the EPs. So would love for you guys to check it out.
All right, everybody, go check it out. It's Adams Plastic Pond here on Live and Local. Show them a little love. Check out their website. Give them a like. Give them a follow. And play those YouTube videos on mute over and over and over so they can get some ad revenue. We'll be back with Live and Local again next month. Thanks for hanging out this time. Coming up at 8, it's Mark the Shark for Search and Destroy. You can get some ska, punk, hardcore, and a bunch of other stuff to decompress before you got to go back to work.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at Crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.